Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Wednesday, October 14th on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and joining me today is Saints defensive end Trey Hendrickson. Trey is having an outstanding season for the New Orleans Saints. He's in his fourth season out of Florida Atlantic. Trey, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. It's always good to come off the weekend with a win.
Yeah, that was a big-time win over the Chargers on Monday night, and one that you were absolutely dominant in, and we'll touch on that later this interview. Trey, I always like to talk about the beginning of an NFL player's career. You, for instance, came into the league as a 2017 third-round pick out of FAU, where you tallied 125 total tackles, 29.5 career sacks, 7 forced fumbles for the Owls. You're a 4-year starter. Entering the league, Trey, what were you looking to prove to NFL scouts entering the draft process?
Well, looking back on the draft process, I just I didn't want to be, you know, a small school guy who falls behind. I wanted to compete with the greats, and, you know, being drafted with the Saints, obviously Cam Jordan, he's one of the greatest defensive ends to play the game. I mean, I've learned a lot from him through the process as well, but I mean, the main focus was for them to know that I'm one of the guys and I can compete at the high level.
Pick 103 came in, a phone call came in for you, Trey. Were you surprised that it was the Saints on the other end?
Yeah, through the process, I tried not to have any teams in the back of my head and thinking where I was going to go. I was just going to kind of let it naturally happen. So when I got the call, I was ecstatic. And from then on, it was black and gold.
Speaking of black and gold, you recorded 2 sacks in your first 2 seasons with the Saints. And a lot of people talk about the edge position, especially at the NFL level, being one of the most difficult spots to play in the league. So for you, what were some things you did outside of the facility to better enhance your skill set?
Well, you know, you're always planning on getting stronger and faster every offseason. But, you know, I can really, for this season at least, you know, getting married to the love of my life, Elisa, was fantastic. And through that, we grew in faith, and my relationship with Jesus Christ has gotten a lot stronger. You know, so there's a lot of things that I'm proud to say that we've, you know, adapted to and together meditated on to become not only better football player, but better people.
You know, I too am a man of faith, so that's great hearing that from a player, and congrats on a marriage.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it was we had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, let's move on here in the interview. You came on strong in 2019, Trey, compiling a career-high 4.5 sacks in 13 games played. And this season, you've already matched that total through 5 weeks. What do you attribute to that increased production in year number 4?
Well, I've been like I said, I'm blessed to have an opportunity to be starting for the Saints right now. And, you know, that's something I'm choosing to work hard and earn every time I hit the field, whether it's practice, meetings, all those things, you know. And I really want to make the most out of this opportunity because, you know, this league is not for long, and it's that for a reason. So when these opportunities come, you got to be ready. And, you know, I felt like I've been just tapping away at the rock, you know, through these years and injuries and all these things, and just waiting on the proper time. And now it's here, and I'm ready.
As mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you had the most impactful game of your career, at least on the stat sheet, on Monday night against the Chargers, recording 1.5 sacks, 1 tackle for loss in that wild 30-27 overtime victory. What was working for you that night?
Well, you know, Coach Payton said we need to come out with a lot of energy, and you know, we didn't get off to the start that we wanted to, but you know, that's the beauty of the NFL. You can't win any games in the first quarter or at halftime. You know, you got to play all four. So we put together good plan at halftime and all that stuff, like Dennis Allen, and just keep like we were saying, chipping away, and the end result showed.
Ryan Nielsen is in his fourth season as New Orleans defensive line coach. He has a history of developing players on the pro level and college level as well. What can you say about the impact he's had on your NFL career?
Well, he breaks down film. I mean, he's a genius. And he just he tells you where to put your eyes, eye discipline, and all these fundamentals that, you know, when you get to the league, everybody's like, oh, this is, you know, relax, you know, and all these D-line coaches, they say, are just, you know, going through film, buzzing through, not really technique and all that stuff. So, but the way he goes through, it's all fundamental based. Like, you know, it's the little details that make big plays. And, you know, there couldn't be a truer statement. So I've been really fortunate to have him as a coach. And, you know, like, he's made everybody on the line a better football player.
You already talked a little bit about Cam Jordan and his impact on you, but the guy has been a defensive stalwart in New Orleans for quite some time. He plays with juice. He plays with energy. What have you learned from him being his understudy in recent years?
Just how to compete. You know, like, the guy just never stops, whether it's, you know, playing Super Smash Brothers or all the way to sacking quarterbacks on Sunday. I mean, he's a competitor at heart, and he does not shut it down. So, you know, just how to compete, how to work hard on and off the field, and just all around, he's a beast.
So Sean Payton is regarded as one of the league's best head coaches. He seems to be a fiery guy that has the utmost respect from his players. Speak on the culture he's built down there in New Orleans.
You know, I've heard from guys that we brought in from other places in the league, how special this place truly is. And, you know, I don't take that for granted for a second. He brings in the right guys. He knows how to coach. He knows how to coach the right way. He knows how to take care of the players' bodies and our minds. And, you know, he's all around a great coach. And that's what makes his legacy what it is, and what I'm experiencing so special.
Now, another key figure there with the Saints is Drew Brees, and he's a surefire Hall of Famer and will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game when he finally retires. How has he impacted?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Your development and knowledge as a player.
Well, you know, going through four camps with him, the ball's coming out quick. So, you know, and it doesn't help that you got to go against Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead. So, I mean, it's like iron sharpens iron out there on the field. You know, the offense is you know, doing their job, and Drew Brees is at the helm of that. So, you know, he's really tested me over the last 4 years to get there and get there quickly.
On a personal level, Trey, how have you enjoyed the city of New Orleans since arriving there your rookie season?
You know, that was one of those special things that I was not expecting, is the people here are just kind and warm. It's a really cool spot, you know, like the crawfish boils and the music here. It's deep rooted culture, and that's something that, you know, where I'm from, Apopka, Florida, that I did not know was around. So it's pretty special being drafted here and then experiencing the culture, and the fan base is amazing, and they're definitely missed now that they're not in the dome.
I know with COVID going on, a lot of players are staying away from the public, but in any other year down in New Orleans, do you have any favorite hotspots to go to or any hobbies that you like to partake in?
I try to be, I'm here for the season, so I try to be as locked in as I can be for the season and just doing my job on and off the field. So I'm not able to experience the city as much as I would like to say, but and when I have come here, like before the season starts, it's a fantastic place, not only to, you know, walk around, experience the culture, but they have great fishing down here too. And it's fantastic.
What has it been like playing through a global pandemic? I mean, you mentioned the fans. How have you coped with that, not having that home field advantage at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome?
Well, that's one of the things about being a professional. I think this season it's you really have to draw within yourself the desire to be playing, because, you know, sometimes if you're not juiced, you can feed off the dome and the decibel level. But, you know, without the fans, it's all got to come from the inside. So it's an eye opening experience for me personally, to really figure out why you play and what's driving you and things like that. So I'm very fortunate that I have this opportunity to really, you know, self-reflect and prepare myself in a way that you got to get ready every Sunday.
The Saints are now on a bye and will return to action in week 7 against the Carolina Panthers. As it stands, you're 3-2, currently tied atop the division with those Panthers. You already beat the Buccaneers in week 1. You'll see them again. What's the team's mindset as you kind of hit that reset button and gear up for the final 11 weeks of the season?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. We're hitting the reset button. We're ready, and we're ready to take the top of the hill like we've always, since I've been in the league, we always have in the division. Really, it's going to start with, recovering this bye week and getting our minds right Monday for, this Carolina Panther team.
Carolina has been a surprise team. Teddy Bridgewater has come out playing really good. Of course, they have Joe Brady, who's now their offensive coordinator. They plucked him from LSU. They'll be on TV this weekend, Trey. I'm assuming that you are going to be tuned in.
Actually, I try not to watch as much football as possible. I mean, I'm usually studying the film, breaking down what our next opponent and things like that. But as far as just watching the game of football during the season, I kind of put the blinders on and focus on the task at hand. And right now that's Carolina for as far as Monday. So that's when the work's going to start.
I got you. What kind of support system have you had, Trey? I mean, how important are your family members to what you've been able to accomplish up to this point in your career?
Well, my family's been there through thick and thin, you know, and, great things my dad's been telling me really is that he's always there for me when I need to, you know, kind of take a step back and look from the outside in. You can't let anything get into your head, you know, in the bad times and in the good times. You got to stay the same, you know, and that's a part of personally that I see as being a pro. And it helps because then every week you're bringing that same fire and enthusiasm and energy that is required to play in this league, at least for me. So, just to stay grounded, stay humble, and keep working hard is usually the message of the day from Pops.
What type of love have you received from Florida Atlantic, Trey? I mean, you put them on the map. There's been plenty of other players who have made it to the NFL level from your alma mater. But now that you look back on it, you've had quite a bit of success, and you look at that program now. What kind of connection have you had with them?
Well, you know, I had a great time there with my D-line coach, Terrence Jamison, and my head coach, Charlie Partridge, going through films and learning how to be a pro in the sense of the word. So it was a great experience at FAU, and they've done a great job of keeping me in the loop and always reaching out and being and doing the right things, I think, for a program that helping me to stay involved and remember that I'm always going to be an Owl till the day I die. So it was a great experience, and I look forward to the relationship with that university for years to come.
You faced quite a bit of elite offensive tackles such as Terron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk on your own team, but is there a short list of offensive tackles that you've gone up against that you absolutely love because you know it's going to be a battle?
Well, you know, the mentality is always nameless, faceless. You know, I don't walk in anybody's footsteps or fear any man, you know, so it's a challenge, you know, for me to really pick out somebody that I would, you know, want to or anything like that. You know, like I just prepare week in and week out, and I have my pass rush plan and my plan to strike blocks. So I just let the pieces fall at the end of the game. So.
All right. And lastly, Trey, you know how passionate Who Dat Nation is, the Saints faithful. What's your message to them as they look to see the Saints take the field in week 7?
Well, they are missed. We love them, and we can't wait to have them back in the dome when this all clears up.
All right, well, there you have it. It's Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints. I appreciate you again, man, taking the time on this afternoon. I hope you enjoy the bye week, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.